Well, the economy gave us a Christmas present. Gross domestic product was reestimated to have grown at a 4.1% pace. That's the fastest growth in almost 5 years, up from 1.2% in the first quarter, 3.5% in the second quarter, and 4.1% in the last quarter, Nicole.
What is behind that acceleration?
Well, when you get behind it, it's not quite as good as it looks. There was a huge surge in inventories. Stores were anticipating stronger sales, and so they boosted inventories in the third quarter. Inventory growth alone is not sustainable without a rapid growth in sales. So we'll have to see how Christmas sales turn out. But at least for now, it is a good sign, even if that rate of growth may not be sustainable at 4.1%.
Are there other factors that are solid predictors for the future?
Absolutely. Without inventories, the growth was rather low, especially because income growth was rather low. But investment spending is accelerating. And so the key looking forward, Nicole, will be how do job markets do? If we get continued growth in job markets, which have been very strong, then we should see growth in the economy. And of course, that's why the Federal Reserve decided it could scale back its purchases of bonds. That huge bond purchase program, we got the beginning of the scaling back because employment markets were so strong.
Now, you mentioned job growth and job numbers. Let's take a look at the November jobs report. Can you walk us through that?
Yeah, the November jobs report for Florida was another strong report. For the third month in a row, we've had year-over-year job gains of over 180,000. Florida had 186,000 in this last month, 2.5% rate of growth in jobs, much faster than the 1.7% average for the nation as a whole. So the last 90 days, we've really seen some acceleration. What's particularly interesting about the report was big gain in construction. So the construction boom now has generated lots of jobs, 24,000. Big gain in trade and in retail trade and food stores and things that are population related. Very importantly, we had a big increase in temporary help services. And that's a precursor because many employers will hire on a temporary basis before determining that they need permanent help.
When you say temporary help, is a lot of that driven by retailers that are hiring temporary help for the holidays?
Yes, some of that is, but I'm measuring on a year-over-year basis, so not month-to-month. So seasonal hiring, to your point, is stronger this year. But that's because sales are stronger this year, and retailers are more confident. So it's not just because of the holiday season. And the big boom in construction tends to cause a big boom in temporary help services because it's construction related as well.
What are the regional highlights and how did Central Florida fare?
Well, the strongest job growth occurred in the Tampa Bay area again. Orlando ranked second. 20 of the 22 metropolitan areas in the state had job growth. The only two that didn't were Palm Coast and Panama City.
Have those numbers changed?
Yes, they have changed. Everything is getting better, but still we're seeing some areas that are lagging. So Palm Coast, Panama City lagging. But even here in Central Florida, Daytona Beach had its unemployment rate come down, had 1,500 for job growth over the year. But that's just a 1.1% rate of job growth, much slower than the state. In Palm Bay and Melbourne, which is still recovering from the effects of the shuttle shutdown, they had better job growth, 3,100 over the year. But that's still only 1.6%. Compared to 2.5% statewide, compared to 2.8% in Orlando.
When we see these numbers, these job growth numbers, are we still seeing the same issue where some of the jobs that are being created are lower wage than the jobs that they're replacing?
That is beginning to dissipate. That was the characteristic earlier this year. Now we're starting to see a lot more construction jobs and a lot more jobs in architecture and engineering and other things. So the profile of job creation is improving even as the volume increases.
So what is the takeaway from this?
The takeaway is Merry Christmas to all. The news is good.
Thank you very much, Hank.
Thank you, Nicole.